You're listening to A Stranger Podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band, Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Setlist.
Hello.
I'm Megan Sealing.
I'm Ari Spool.
It's The Stranger's Podcast, where we go through The Stranger's band's pages, see who's playing this week, tell you where to go, let you listen to the songs before you go and waste your time watching the band.
Try before you buy.
Right. this week, it's really exciting, actually, because on Saturday, April 19th, it's the first annual Record Store Day.
They're not dying yet.
Well, right. It's sort of a way to give some love to the local record store.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, a little business before they go officially extinct.
I think it's funny because nationally, independent record stores are going under, but
right.
I feel like in Seattle they are completely thriving. And
right.
In fact, like, I can't really think of any record stores, except for maybe at Northgate and at South Center Malls, that I don't think there are any not, like, corporate record stores in the Seattle city limits, which is pretty amazing.
Right.
I mean, because we just have these incredible independent record stores.
Right.
We don't even fucking need those.
And they seem to be doing
passes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyday Music is moving to the the old DMX building, which is on the corner of Broadway and Pine. They'll be moving at the end of May because everything on that block obviously is going down for light rail.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be doing okay. Sonic Boom is just down to two locations, so I guess somebody could make the argument that, you know, there are Seattle's not completely immune to the issue. But regardless, a lot of the local stores are going to be participating in National Record Store Day. So they're going to have a lot of sales. Easy Street, for example, everything in the store, unless it's already on sale, is 20% off.
So everything
right. Silver Platters is going to be giving away free shit all day. Sonic Boom is the same. They're going to be selling cupcakes that go to Vera Project. They're like $3 a piece for Cupcake Royale cupcake. And then all the money from those is going to the Vera Project.
Maybe they'll have a Ruben Mendez kissing booth.
Ooh, hot. and then, of course, music in stores are going to be happening all day. Silver Platter starts, I think, at 1. Sonic Boom has music at both locations. So we should start playing some of that. You want to?
Yeah, totally.
So the first one is going to be Speaker Speaker. This song is called Loveland, Colorado. They're playing at Silver Platters on Queen Anne on Saturday for Record Store Day. That's so weird. I wonder if Bush recognizes it as a holiday.
I hope not. That would be upsetting.
Anyway, Silver Platters,
like
Queen Anne at 6 p.m.
Mainstream country music or something?
Maybe Travis Tritt.
Yeah.
So here's Speaker Speaker, Loveland, Colorado.
Of seeing your face in mine, in mine. We'll be right back.
That was Amateur Radio Operator. That song's called Rest Stop 112.
I wonder if something dirty happened there.
I don't know.
I just think of rest stops as being something where dirty things happen.
By the way, I think George Bush likes U2.
Wow!
Don't you think so?
You think he rocks the Joshua Tree record?
I don't think he could get...
Sunday, like, Bloody Sunday?
I think he's a little more... He listens to current U2. Although right. He hates the UN, so maybe not.
Yeah. I don't know. Amateur Radio Operator, they're playing at Silver Platters in Bellevue over on the east side. They're going to be going on around 3:30 p.m. That one's up at the Crossroads Mall. And that is, of course, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Before that, you heard Speaker. We should say, again, just in case you weren't paying attention, because you're...
Saturday.
Right. Saturday at the Queen Anne Silver Platters Saturday, in the old Saturday, tower. Saturday. Just like a monster truck show in the old Tower Records building.
You buy the whole seat, but you only need half.
we need more truck rallies around here.
Oh, no, wait. That's not how it goes. You buy the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Also at Silver Platters, obviously you just heard some of the stuff that's happening, but they're going to be giving away free stuff. All of their stores are also going to have popcorn.
Oh.
There's a lot of food involved. There's cupcakes, there's popcorn, and then they have the Queen Anne location has music starting at 1, going until 9. The Pharmacy are playing at 8. How and Lightning are playing at 9. Speaker's at 6, of course. B. Simons is playing at 5 p.m. There's Matt Jorgensen plus 451 is playing at 2 at the Queen Anne location.
Jazzy.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff. Then Bellevue has the high school jazz band is going to be playing there. Amateur Radio Operator is playing there. All this information is also online now at thestranger.com.
We hooked you up.
They have DVD sales, so it's not just music. Like, they have a bunch of new DVDs starting at $4 a pop and going up to
$7. You sound
like
a fucking commercial, dude.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, they paid me $50 for each of these spots.
I didn't get any money.
Well, you should have asked.
God damn it.
Anyways. I'm just trying to support local businesses.
And they're supporting you by lining your pockets with cupcakes.
Right. I don't get free cupcakes.
They're supporting their customers, man.
It's true. There's Sonic Boom actually has, they have some exclusive 7 inches and 10 inches that you're not going to be able to buy anywhere else.
Yeah, there's like a Steve Malkmus one that I really want to go get.
And a Build to Spill and Death Cab 7 inch that you won't be able to buy anywhere else. And
Steve Malkmus is cool. Anyways.
Let's play more music.
Yeah. The next song is Masha by Mono and VCF. We played this song before, but we'll play it again.
Hooray.
They're playing at Sonic Boom Ballard at 5:30 on Saturday, obviously.
Right.
National Record Store Day.
Hooray!
Give me money.
Your face inside my hands. I put my faith into each breath. If love is your drug, then we got high on my supply. I didn't know that it would go so soon. Love is all I seek, but it's gone. It's lost at sea, a ship that slowly sinks to the depths of the lowest deep. If you look, that's where I'll be. I thought I felt a feeling. My daydream hit the ceiling. If love is your drug, then we got high on my supply. I didn't know that it would go
this sways when I'm thinking about you. This is the way my body sways when I'm thinking about you. Oh, I've been thinking about you night and day, night and day. Oh, I've been thinking about you night and day, night and day. Oh, I've been thinking about you night and day, night and day. Oh, I've been
That was Taco Cat. The song's called Bike Party. It's about those snooty bike kids with the hipster haircuts and the little horns on their bikes.
Bike kids love that song. It's even up on Fixie.com.
Nice.
Yeah, they have like a whole message board, like stream thing, conversation.
That's about the song.
Called, about the
hilarious
song.
Hilarious lyrics.
It's pretty funny.
As are most Taco Cat songs. They're not playing National Record Store Day. But
first
they are,
band we're playing that.
Right, game. But they are playing at the King Cobra with the Pharmacy, the Pleasure Boaters, and Strong Killings on Friday night. So that'll be a great show.
Hot shit.
If you haven't checked out King Cobra yet,
I think
there
that
you go.
There's,
this is your reason.
The King Cobra stage is situated quite nicely for crowd surfing.
Right.
So I think there'll be some bodies in the air, some stage dives.
Before that, it was the Moon Doggies, one of this year's young ones. They're playing National Record Store Day. Sonic Boom on Ballard at 7 p.m. That song was called Night and Day.
That'll be a really good time and place to see them, I feel like, because if I'm watching the Moondoggies, I'm like, okay, I mean, maybe not at Sonic Boom, but I'm like, okay, right. I want to have a little bit of whiskey. I want to maybe go get a burger after. You know, like, slightly Southern things, but not, like,
right.
Totally Southern. Like, burger and a whiskey as opposed to chitlins and some moonshine or something, you know?
I don't know.
Anyways.
And they're going on at 7, so the weather, the
yeah,
night
exactly.
will be cooling, the night
so
air will
be
moving in.
I'm going to go get a burger at King's.
It's a very romantic vision you have.
I know. I have high aspirations.
So, moving on, Claymore, they're breaking up.
Bummer.
Yeah. It's been coming for a while. They announced it over almost a year ago,
really?
Actually. Yeah, it's been a long...
It's
been a long death process. But they were recording some new stuff, and they actually finished all of that. And instead of, like, releasing this record, they're just going to give it away for free. They have two shows this weekend, including the last one to be played on this side of Puget Sound. It's going to be at Ground Zero on Friday. It's all ages, obviously. And this is Claymore, and it's called The Contest of Oracles.
Just look on the soul.
Suit. The band's called Slow Skate. They're playing the High Dive in Fremont on Sunday with Half Acre Day and the Lonely Forest, which I often get confused with the Lonely H.
Right. Well, because they're both lonely.
They're so sad and lonely. That's gonna be a good show. Those shows start at 7,
and it's only $5.
It's pretty early. So to wrap it all up, to wrap up your set list experience.
That's a hot voice.
Let's go back over what we've covered. President Bush likes you too. Saturday's National Records.
We don't know that President Bush likes you too.
I think we do. I think we can assume.
Okay.
Saturday, National Record Store Day. Right. Go out and support your local indie record stores, which right. in our case is all we've got.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Except for the FYE in Westlake Center.
Is that even still there?
I think so.
Oh, whatever. FYE can go suck it.
Damn it, there goes one of our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Setlist, sponsored by Cupcake Royale. So, Claymore breaking up.
Right.
Sad. Crowd surfing at King Cobra on Friday.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. And Saturday's National Record Store Day.
So did we cover the fact that it was National Record Store Day? I think we might have talked about that. Okay.
You know what we didn't talk about, though? Vincent Blackshadow.
Will you talk about him?
Yes.
He's playing at both Sonic Boom locations.
For National Record Store Day. We don't have a song, but it's okay because all his songs are Kiss covers. And he's 10 years old and he spits blood and he performs in Kiss makeup. So if that's not reason enough to go to National Records
Store. I hope he doesn't get any on the cupcakes.
I think it's just like fake blood.
Right. I still want somebody's fake blood spit on my cupcake.
Good point.
He's playing at the Capitol Hill Sonic Boom at 1 p.m. on Saturday, and then he's gonna tour over to Ballard at 3 p.m.
Oh yeah, he's gonna go on a tour.
Uh-huh.
And tour of I-5.
Right.
Of 45th
and Stoneway.
So, we're going to leave you with the band of the week.
Hooray, it's Eastern Grip.
Fantastic. Email us at setlist@thestranger.com if you really have anything to say.
If you have any questions about Record Store Day.
Yeah, we've got plenty to say.
Right. Or go to lineout.thestranger.com. There's all the information about Record Store Day. There's links to a lot of these songs that we played here via the band's pages at www.thestranger.com/bands.
And here's some hard-driving rock. Evan Williams is Dead is the name of the song. See you next week.
Bye.